Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Donovan.
And this week on the podcast, we're going to talk about something that we've never talked about before.
When good animals go bad that are wild.
Also, we're going to do all of our delicious segments, although...
Oh my god.
We have...
and some of them are trivial as well.
We have to do all that later.
But for now, enjoy this.
Some of my best thinking in that
that's what you
span
say.
Of that song. Yeah, my thinking that time was I was looking at the cat, the new cat Jonathan, playing behind the curtain, and I was inadvertently staring right at Donovan's crotch, and I was like, would he notice that I was just staring at his crotch? And then I thought, would I notice if somebody was staring at my crotch?
Sometimes you can feel it.
Well, I was there, and luckily...
I don't think you noticed.
No.
Well, don't tell him.
Wait,
don't worry.
Did you notice?
No, of course not.
Okay.
I do my best not thinking in that segment.
Oh,
that's
what I think.
Yeah.
I try and just get everything out of my brain.
I'm like, what did I even think about just then? And I was like, I think I thought about, like... dens and playrooms, like not in any tangible way, but just like how comfortable they are.
Oh yeah,
you know, like you just throw yourself around in there and cats can come in. And then Eliza did this like little like kick in the air move that was, that's mainly what I thought about.
Yeah, they're buds now. Were they buds last week?
No, that's new.
They partnered up good.
Yeah, I mean, it was sweet that Eliza even graced us with her presence.
Great therapy for Eliza.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
She's improved mentally.
She looked cooler to me today, I thought. I liked that little kick move, so. I also thought about how, did we talk on the podcast about me not shaving?
Yeah.
Okay. So... Today, though, I'm wearing these long socks, and it's kind of uncomfortable on my leg hair, and it made me want to shave.
Really? So
what
it's
length
just
is it at?
Pulling the leg hair down?
I understand it. It's like when you wear socks for too long, and it just makes the hair on your leg unbelievably uncomfortable.
So they're to your knee?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're pushed down. But
yeah.
It will make it
very uncomfortable. This is the length of my leg hair right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's common.
I got to come over for a closer look. I can't see anything.
That's common for the sock thing.
Well, no, even when your hair gets longer, it still...
It gets worse.
Yeah.
On the same topic, right before the podcast, like I didn't know how long we had while you guys were at Homewood Hills, but I really wanted to get a shower and shave. And, like, usually shaving takes me a while, so I tried to do, like, the quickest shave I could, and I actually got a much closer shave than I normally would.
Because you just went in hard and fast?
And I just streamlined it, I feel like, because I have an adjustable razor, so I can adjust, like, the amount of razor exposed to my face. And I feel like I just went, like, rather than just trying to take it easy, I went, like, along grain line, so I don't give it, like, full power, like, in the cleft of my chin.
But will you regret the...
Oh, no.
Okay, so you're not going to get ingrown hairs or anything?
Oh, no.
Rash?
I can tell immediately, like, if that's going to happen.
Okay.
I did get, like, that... it feels like a sunburn on my cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't have any hair there, so it's just getting hit with the razor instead. And that's, like, a, you know, when you're in the sun for, like, 15 minutes longer than you should be.
You just shaved the very topmost of your skin off.
Yeah.
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 Exfoliation. That's actually one of the reasons I feel like I have to shave so much is because I'm addicted to the feeling of the exfoliation.
Oh. You know what? When you were talking about that, I really felt like, oh, yeah, I know that feeling. I've never shaved my face before.
Yeah. When you said, yeah, I was like, I don't know what Meg is agreeing to.
I just felt like I could.
I would recommend trying it.
It made me think like, oh, yeah, I've probably been Eddie, a man Eddie in a past recommend life it, but and Eddie had recommend, the experience of shaving.
He just shook his head very sternly.
I don't recommend her to
why
try
would
to
Meg
shave, her,
shave
face.
Her face?
No, I'm not saying I'm going
to exfoliate. That's yeah. why.
Or just you could just exfoliate.
Okay, when I was a kid, though, if ever my face itched, I thought I was going to grow a beard. And I was like, oh, no, what if I grow a beard?
That'd be sick.
You'd look pretty cute with a beard, I think.
It would have been difficult to go through puberty with a beard.
yes. A friend of mine's little brother lactated at like age 13.
No way.
No, I'm not joking. He, Jojo, which is, his name is Jordan.
Jojo lactated?
Yeah, I know he's not listening, so Jordan Murphy was lactating, no. I guess, when he was, like, 13, and both of his brothers were, like, making fun of him and flipped out, and, like, it was this thing in the household. Like,
how does that happen?
I don't know.
I mean, because you specifically have to, I think the hormone is actually called lactate, right? Are you familiar with that?
Mm-mm.
Like, there's a hormone that your body produces.
Prolactin.
Yeah, so, like, how would you get that hormone? I mean, I've heard of men lactating before, but why would he get it?
We should call Forrest Murphy. He has the same birthday as me. He's still one of my good friends. We can ask him about his little brother, Jordan, and why was he lactating? He was either Brian or Jordan, one of his brothers. I remember, like, it was a controversy. It's like, why is
he should call lactating? Him and be like, so you still need to milk your little brother?
Gosh,
he would
just,
like that.
That sounds so traumatic.
Well,
for
I was
that
in Arizona,
brother.
I gave him an E-Machines computer that had been like in my parents' house since like probably 2000, just like sitting there. And because he wants to like have a DOS computer, so I was like, "Oh, here you go.
Oh, okay.
Here's this relic." And it felt good to like hand down this technology. That
it feels good to get rid of something and think that it's going to be reused.
Yeah, and I know it's going to be reused. And yeah. Like, I don't know why it's been in my parents' house for so long.
Yeah.
It's probably been there since like 2006. They bought it in like 2000 for my sister. So it's been there since like 2006. So for quite a long time.
Oh, my parents have had computers for a very long time. I think it's like, I don't want to just throw this away. Like,
yeah, that's
it was so valuable to me at one time.
That was the
rationale. Like the first year I had it.
Yeah.
Eddie?
I was going to Google lactating children.
I was really hoping you were, but what happened? Did you like catch an email or something?
He probably saw some Google images and immediately closed the window. I would do the same.
Yeah, lactating teen just it doesn't... It doesn't produce the right result.
Yeah, that sounds not good.
Oh, yeah.
You have to define...
That took me a minute to pick up on, so glad I finally did.
Why do some boys lactating teen?
Why do some boys lactate?
I know that when a baby lactates...
Human male breastfeeding is possible, but production of the hormone prolactin is necessary to induce lactation. So male lactation does not occur under normal conditions. This may be because glands that produce hormones recover faster than the liver, which absorbs hormones. That was just what Google said.
Okay. So that didn't really answer it?
Yeah.
I mean, it just sounds like JoJo had abnormally high levels of prolactin for a male teen.
It just says it's a matter of hormonal influence. First, during the period of puberty. Well, yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Sometimes in puberty, your hormones get confused.
Yeah.
You think he ever tasted it? I never asked him, but I should ask the little peckerwood.
Whoa.
I was probably 17 when he was experiencing this.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think he would have appreciated me asking him if he tasted it. But I would like to know.
He probably didn't appreciate much at that point in his life.
He probably didn't appreciate just you even knowing about it.
Well, I know he doesn't even know now that I knew about it. This is the first time I've ever talked
He's
about it.
He's finding
Joker's
it out tonight. Oh, wow. You kept your lips sealed about it? Yeah. That's sweet of you.
Well, I've had no reason to talk about it. Or, I mean, I would be on my box of soap with my hands in the air talking about JoJo's lactation if there's any reason that I could do it to profit.
Do you think he was healthy? Was he
that you can make money from?
Was he like a bodybuilder? You know, what was his
family
diet?
Profile? He was actually an athlete, like quite a bit of an athlete.
Okay.
At the time. I don't know his diet.
Track.
Probably.
What's his?
Baseball. Basketball.
Okay.
That's a sport.
That's a sport for bass.
That's half
American. Basketball? Basketball?
We call those half Americans.
Do you think that maybe he had a pituitary gland tumor?
This is his older brother actually had that. That is forced.
That exact tumor?
No. He had giantism, which was acromegalia.
Okay.
Donovan's obsessed with.
I'm not. I just talk about it because he's like my best friend in high school, and then he had giantism, and then while we lived together, he had to like have the tumor operated on. So like I was like at our apartment by myself for 6 months.
How long are you gonna be on town?
Six months.
I think 1 month.
That's just a funny thing to say. We should start saying that. So giantism was in his family.
No, it didn't run in his family. He had a tumor on his pituitary gland.
But
the tumor thing was true.
No, exactly. Oh.
I'm a doctor. I know what's going
so
on.
So did he grow really large?
He has like a big square jaw and big banana fingers.
This is the brother of lactating.
Yeah, brother of lactator.
Of lactating JoJo.
His name is just
JoJo.
Lactator.
So does right. that
well, for the lactator?
For the sake of me remembering.
Your life expectancy is probably shortened.
They're
like
both,
a Great Dane.
Both of their mothers have had... Both of their mothers.
Yeah. No, that's true. True
both
story.
Both of their mothers.
She has MS, and so maybe this is all related.
Uh-oh. I bet it is related.
It seems like it very
we
well
should,
could be.
We should do like medical detective work, the four of us.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I...
We could call the Murphys. It's what time
it's
is in Arizona?
Gifts.
I bet Forrest would love it. We'll do it next week. I'll set up the interview mm-hmm. about how maybe his mother having SS turned them all into mutant
MS,
freaks.
Not SS.
SS.
MS is an autoimmune disease.
Actually, let's wait and do it next munch.
Good job, Eddie.
I guess we can talk about Stockholm Syndrome, right?
Oh.
And who doesn't have it these days?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's few and far between, I'll tell you that.
We're all loving our captors these days.
Who doesn't? I mean, where are the shackles? I was just thinking about the shackles today. Where
my shackles are sleeping in their cribs.
Where are the shackles even?
I heard that when you break the first shackles, you find the next one's tighter.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Air
depressing.
Horn. Depressing air horn.
Who said that?
Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails.
He got you.
He's a visionary.
He is a visionary.
That is like a pretty good thing to say. It was impactful to me.
Just now?
Yeah, the thing about the chains.
Shackles.
Shackles.
Yeah, can't you just synonym with chains?
Well, I like
no, shackles imply the actual metallic, like, gauntlet-like cuffs,
Using the word shackles in the South, though, like, is that implicitly racist?
No.
No, it's
okay.
No.
If you're telling somebody who is of African-American descent that you are going to shackle them.
Well, there is a label called Fondulum, and I was like, shackle them? Like, just shackle them, like, sounds like a good term. Shackle them.
Or shellac them. It's got
either
the same,
one.
Like,
I mean,
letters.
Would you rather be shellacked or shackled?
It depends.
Shellac them?
Am I a car? Am I a sentient car?
You're Eddie Boswell.
I feel like I could recover from shackles easier.
Than being shellacked?
Physically. But not
totally.
Mentally.
Totally. I don't want it. My whole body being shellacked. I mean, that could have lasting damage.
I think that the term shellac means that you are being used they're using Karumba wax, like you're using shell from beetle.
Okay.
Specifically, that's where shellac comes from, is because it's made out of the shell.
Go
of, like, beetle.
On.
I'm serious.
Oh, so it's you not shell. Plastic. Yeah. I was thinking it was plastic.
No, it's
you're going to shellac some wood.
Specifically, Karumba wax, because like that is like made from a specific like South American beetle.
But like you still don't want it on you.
I mean, now I'm thinking it sounds exfoliated.
You don't want it on you, but like because like their shell is so iridescent and like they mix it into like a petroleum like base. But that's where the word shellac comes from, is shell, which is beetle shell.
What do you typically shellac?
A vehicle.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you could do it to wood too.
Yeah, you can do it to wood.
So it makes it more. Oh, I can see for a car it makes it more shiny. For wood, shiny wood, it's just out of fashion, isn't it? Mm.
No,
I love shiny wood.
You don't live in Arizona.
Shiny wood is
in.
Shiny wood is in because distressed wood is stupid.
Ooh,
ay, ay, ay.
Whoa, she just like mic dropped there. She was holding the mic.
I don't know anything about that. I mean, people like distressed wood.
Exactly. Like,
I wouldn't want like a shadow box that like looked like it was made like at a nice maple, like last week. And then you have like a bunch of older items in like a new box.
Wait, no. You can like shine up old wood and that looks great.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like like just wood that sat in the weather.
Yeah.
And then they took it to the shop, cut it, and then presented it as is.
That's just raw wood.
I put like, I'm saying you can shine it up first, though.
Put a cut
though.
Of shellac on there.
Yeah, shellac it.
I mean, but lacquer is different than shellac.
Yes.
I'm getting the sense that shellac is like reflecting light, like pretty sharply.
I'm going to say I don't think that shellac goes on any sort of wood. I think shellac is specifically a
metal
treating thing.
I'm
going to say I'm 75% sure of this, to be honest.
Well, I'll check that.
I was probably thinking of lacquer now that you mentioned it.
I never thought.
But while she's
fact
checking me, tell me about your worst experience with a wild animal.
I wasn't gonna start. No, I can't start.
You can't. Well, I mean, I remember the first time I was bitten by a goose.
But that's not
really a wild animal.
Yeah, they're wild. They're not kept at the park. They just come to the park
because
there's the pond there.
And like I was like with the
bread. They're domesticated, though.
Why do you say that? They're wild geese at a park.
I feel like they're not really wild animals. Like, I feel like when I handled a horny toad and got, like, flipped out because they're effing gross, like, that was me handling a wild animal.
I don't see how you're saying different. That geese at the park are domesticated just because people feed them?
Because the goose is a domestic animal.
Okay, you guys. Shellac is a resin secreted by the female lac bug.
So it's not, you were kind of implying those are exoskeletons.
It is processed and sold as dry flakes and dissolved in alcohol to make liquid shellac, which is used as a brush on colorant, food glaze, and wood finish.
Oh. You can't put it on your car?
Shellac functions as a tough natural primer, sanding sealant, tannin blocker, odor blocker, stain, and high gloss varnish.
What if your car is made
high
of
gloss.
Wood? Or if your car is made of cake?
From the time it replaced oil and wax finishes in the 19th century, shellac was one of the dominant wood finishes in the Western world until it was largely replaced by nitrocellulose lacquer in the 1920s and 30s.
Lacquer. We kind of figured all that out, actually. Except for the
like we didn't figure anything out.
We figured, okay, so lacquer is obviously...
He
knew the bug thing. Eddie had said we came up with lacquer like being something very similar to shellac, which it's saying that it basically replaced shellac. And we came up with that it had a very high gloss because I was saying, oh, no, this is like very reflective wood finish.
We didn't know that it was odor and
we didn't know any of that
We also didn't know it was edible.
It's nice that
no,
it was
I didn't
secreted,
know that.
Though. Kind
but we
of
came
like
up
our,
with parts
lactation,
of it.
Because we were talking about lactation.
Oh, yeah. Shellactation.
Shellactation.
They use it as a glazing agent on pills.
Whoa.
You know, when pills are really shiny.
Yeah, yeah. I love shiny
pills. Well, and pills, like, they smell bad, right? Like, sometimes those drugs smell bad.
Those are laxatives.
Oh, this man is a jokester.
I don't know. Okay, I'll let it pass.
Are you an authority?
No, I just felt like the joke would have made the most sense if laxatives were known for being bad smelling.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not, that I know of.
That's the closest.
Oh my god, they're used in Jelly Belly jelly beans.
Cute.
That makes sense.
In combination with beeswax to give them their final buff and polish.
How cute.
So does that mean so cute. Like, I got to buff this jelly bean.
What's up with the lac beetle, though? Is it okay? I'm always worried about the workers. Is the lac beetle, like,
I don't think they're working. I think they're dying.
They're probably farming them.
Who? Yeah. No, I heard
the people who produce shellac.
The lac people?
Yeah.
I heard a radio lab about this blue crab that they're using.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
They're using its blood to do something, like, pretty important in the medical world, and they started, like, giving these blue crabs, like, little retreats where go and, like, draw their blood and, like, give them, like, scrubbing massages and make it like a,
it's like Kobe beef.
Yeah. Which is pretty nice. It sounded like they treat them it really, right, really nicely.
I heard that same episode, and from what I remembered, they were not treating them nicely. They were like,
they were taking the barnacles off of them and, like,
maybe
giving them, like, some sort of massage, like, thing that made it sound like it felt good.
But that kind of brings me back to this idea of, like, you know, so they were saying that they're, like, just taking them out of their natural habitat because they really can't reproduce that habitat of, like, the ocean.
Nope.
So they're using, like, wild sea crabs, you know. But
yeah, but
at what point do they stop becoming, what do you call them, like, not wild animals? Because
no, they were taking them out of their habitat, giving them a spa weekend, and then putting them
right
back,
exactly,
and taking some of their blood
because
as, like, payment.
They don't know what's going on. Domesticated animals return to feed. They they come back for food.
That's the distinction.
That's not the distinction at all.
No, but, like, so Canadian geese are wild, but, like, a typical big white mean goose at a park is domesticated.
So how is it domesticated? Like, it has been bred?
Exactly. Humans have bred it and cultivated it.
Old MacDonald
had a farm. EI. What is that on the telephone? Because you can call him.
You can?
Yeah. Is that? I know that E is three.
Well, A B C D E F. It's two.
Okay. Two. Anyways,
E is three.
Okay, let's figure out his whole number.
No,
here.
E is three.
Are you gonna call him?
No, it is. What's
three,
what's
four?
One?
Yeah.
Does one just not have any letters?
So you're saying call Old MacDonald by dialing EIEIO?
No, you have to start it with a pound sign.
Okay.
343-40.
That's not a phone call if you start with a pound.
Is
no, you text. You text that number.
Text it.
I thought it was a zero.
Wait, you're gonna text Old? Okay, I'm gonna text.
That's a little known fact. It's EIEI zero.
So, but, like, hands down, my worst experience with any wild animal has always been aquatic. And
really quick though, is this a thing you can do? Can you text me?
No, I'm lying through my tooth. But.
I totally believed you.
Like, you pull a catfish out of the water, especially, like, the big ones, and they have these whiskers that are, like, 7 inches long, and they're flipping those MFers around. They catch you, like, in the side of the hand. Ouch, city.
Well, yeah. They 100%. Are
they have barbs. They have, like,
electromagnets.
Mm-hmm.
And, it pulsates. It hurts, and we'd go to this place, Bill's Lake, and, like, it had big catfish.
Bill's Lake?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
Is that what it says on the map?
No, there's a big sign that said Bill's Lake, because it was a cat. You pay by the pound.
Bill's Lake.
You pay by the pound. They had a bunch of different lakes, and, like, we'd go to the catfish lake, and they were all big. And, like, you'd get them in there, and you'd pull them out of the water, and, like, they would start lashing you with them. And, like, ooh, man. I still remember that pain to this day. And that has been my worst experience. And like also getting hit by like crawdads. And it's hard to handle aquatic creatures, maybe because I've been exposed to them so much. But
I haven't been electrocuted that often. So is it like a lasting pain, or is it just so jarring in the instant that it's the contact is made?
Anytime I've been on fire, like been burnt by something, it uh-huh. immediately reminds me of being electrocuted.
Okay.
Like electrocution and like
being it feels like burning for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost like touching something hot, but it's more shocking. I can't believe it.
Get tossed.
Can't believe I did another one.
But does the pain last? Because if you get burned, obviously it hurts later.
The first time I got shocked, I was pulling a like electrical cord from a socket, mm-hmm. and somehow like it shocked my hand, and also like my foot got a shock as well.
Because it went through your body.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Somehow in my 4-year-old mind, I was like, somehow.
Somehow. Yeah, the current had to go out of your foot.
But I remember the rest of that day, like my hand hurt, and my foot like was really feeling all crazy. And just, like, I remember being like, I'm really shaken up, shocked.
Yeah, I guess it's more of nerve damage.
There's also an element of
epidural
surprise.
Damage.
I'm not trying to make another pun, but there is this element of surprise when you do get a shock. Oh my god!
Well, he's also
that's why they call it shock.
Yeah, he's an electrical engineer, so he's very familiar.
I've been
with this.
Shocked a lot, and like when it happens, you're like pretty pissed off because you're like. Oh. Like I knew
they
this
got
was a
me.
Possibility, but like,
where the car's at?
Like
got
I was,
me.
I was changing a light bulb in the microwave, and you know I didn't unplug it, but I turned it off. Like the light was not supposed to be
right
active, and I you know unscrewed it, and then I was like, because it was scary. Like it scared me. I didn't expect it to shock me.
Donovan got me a new garbage can for my birthday, and.
Oh man.
All this to say that there's an electrical component to it, and
really? Whoa!
Yeah.
Talking about
does okay, it plug so, in or is it battery?
No, it's battery operated, and we were like, "Well, we don't need to put the batteries in because it's like a motion sensor garbage can."
That's really cool.
Yeah, and we were like, "But we don't need to put those in because the kids could like motion sensor it open."
Oh,
so
okay.
Let's not put them in because then we could just like manually lift the top. But then I was lifting the lid and the light came on.
Oh,
and,
no. Flashing.
And Donovan's like, oh, I guess it came with batteries in it. And we looked, no batteries.
Haunted trash can.
Desi was like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, that is not cool.
I thought it was awesome.
No, I don't love it 1 cent.
It's like, no batteries. But
no
like,
batteries. Lights coming on.
Give me batteries.
I've watched enough Unsolved Mysteries. I know how this is.
I know.
SHIT
I love it.
Ends. No
it makes
way.
Me feel comfortable.
No way.
It's like, yeah, you don't need batteries, can you? Go for it.
No, don't.
Does it like compress your garbage? Like, does it have like at the airport they have those ones like when you put stuff in they lock and then they go.
I grew up with a trash compactor.
You like, wave your hand and it lives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
We haven't tested it out though.
So it came with two of them, and in the smaller one, which is really like you can't open, and the batteries. Go in the very bottom, mm-hmm. like in a compartment. It seems like a terrible design.
Yeah,
right. Like your trash is just going to drip in there
exactly.
and short out the.
Like, I think that like it needs to have like a good piece of like duct tape put over the top as soon as you put batteries in, or just to protect.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, totally.
Did you buy it online by any chance? Because I want to look it up.
I mean,
and
where
read the
else would you buy that?
No, it's the 9 stars.
Nine stars.
13 gallon on Amazon.
Yeah, check it out.
Okay, I will read that.
Sentient,
I love that.
Trash can.
I know we've drifted.
I've actually read these reviews and read the good ones, please.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna come up later.
Oh, the 2-pack, right?
Yeah, like, the 2-pack
and the 2-gallon. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I know we drifted away from wild animals, but You know, I think I've told the story about the steer standing very close to the pickup truck that I had camped in.
In Snowflake, Arizona.
Yeah, in Snowflake, Arizona. That was a very scary encounter. But then other than that, I mean, my worst encounters with wildlife have been getting stung by bees.
You got stung by bees?
You got stung by a scorpion, didn't you?
Yeah, with you guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How I knew about it.
It wasn't as bad as getting stung by bees, though. Stung by a scorpion just felt like a bad bee sting. And I was an adult.
I wasn't sure if that happened or not. So it's good to have the confirmation.
What do you mean you weren't sure if that happened?
It seemed kind of like something that my mind just made up.
Oh, yeah. No, it really happened. Oh. And I like felt proud of myself that I was on psychedelics and I didn't, you know, I like just was like, okay.
Just yeah, gonna live through this. Yeah, you were awfully calm about it, which like, I didn't even know there were scorpions in Georgia.
Yeah, I guess I'd never really thought about them being in Georgia either. So
it might not have happened.
Well, but don't you remember the next morning when I rolled up my sleeping bag and there was a scorpion underneath my sleeping bag?
No.
Yeah, I think that whole wooden...
Oh my gosh.
What's it called? That open pavilion. Air? It's a pavilion.
We slept in the van, right? Or
oh yeah, did we did.
Oh, you did?
In the van. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I mean, we were out there hanging out, though, like lounging around for a while before we went to sleep.
Okay.
But, oh, jeez.
Yeah. Scorpion under the old bedroll.
I mean, there must be
thousands of them there.
Oh, but it's just like probably it's not the most lethal.
Obviously.
Species of scorpion.
Oh, no. They're fine. They're mild.
Okay.
But yeah, getting stung by bees.
Scorpions are just scary looking too. Oh, but bees, yeah. What do you have a specific bee sting episode?
I mean, the first time I ever got stung by a bee, I was distraught. I stepped on it on the golf course in my bare feet. I was like 4, and it just really made me sad. You know, I was like. Before that, I was so innocent. I was like, bees are cute. It was like, bees are so cute. Little buzzy bees.
Yeah. Do you have a mental image of it? Do you remember what kind of bee it was?
It was a honeybee. Just a straight up striped black and yellow honeybee.
10 seconds earlier, I thought it was really cute.
It was probably in like a clover, like right before that.
It was. It was like it was like sitting on a dandelion or something, you know, and I just trampled on it and.
I remember my first bee sting was in first grade, and I was actually taunting the bee because we thought that it was dead, like it was like laying.
You were taunting a dead bee?
Yeah. So get up,
you little bee. What, you dead or something, Billy?
So I had it sitting in the palm of my hand because we thought it was dead, and I was calling it Schnookums, and I was like, oh, Schnookums, and I was stroking it, and then like it stung me. In the end, I remember it because my friend Tim thought it was so funny that like I was like stroking like a dead bee and calling it Schnookums, and then it stung me. That stuck out in my mind.
Did you cry?
No, not at all. I was surprised at it, and then I was like, I remember feeling like I hope I'm not allergic because I know that some people are allergic to bees.
Wow, you knew that in first grade?
Oh, yeah, well, there. I mean, it was a scare of it. Like people, like you know. I've seen Rescue 911 enough to know how this goes.
Rescue 911.
Well,
I got stung by a wasp one time, and my dad had said, it's not going to, like, just don't swat at it, because then it's going to make it mad, and it'll try to sting you. And it was just like, coexist with it, and it will pass you by. It's not interested in you. And then it got caught in my hair, and it stung my head. And now I don't trust any insect around any...
hair
person. I'm just like because we get bees.
I don't trust any insect around any person either.
We get bees and wasps in the backyard, and
you don't trust them.
I think back to that moment, like we have kids on the deck, and I think back to that moment, and then I just get the water hose out and spray them away. Like
also,
I'm like, forget
that's
about
like a
you
moment
guys.
Of getting bum fucking advice from your dad.
Yeah,
which is devastating.
Double.
There's
double
a you know.
Here's another funny one, though.
Well, okay, I'll wait.
Because it's a dad story. Yeah. This bird flew into a window. Didn't you tell a story about this recently? Somebody? Anyway.
I don't know.
It flew into our sliding glass door, and it fell on the ground, and it was, like, hopping around on the deck. And so we went out there, and we're like, what's going on? And then the dog came, and I grabbed the dog and, like, held the dog back, and my dad goes, oh, don't worry. He's not going to do anything. And then my dog just ate the bird.
Like, oh, my God.
Like, we were going to investigate this poor little bird that, like, hurt its head, and he, like, chewed it up,
sad.
And, like feathers were floating down like a cartoon,
oh,
and, like, the feet
sad.
Were sticking out of his mouth, and, like, you saw it all crunching.
Oh,
and
man,
like,
Ron. Ron is really credible seeming when he speaks.
Those are the two moments he let me
runs
down.
In the family.
Still, that's one of the funniest stories, though, about him being wrong. Go ahead.
Well, there's these wasps that live in the carport at my house.
Oh, yeah, I know the wasps.
They do not like men. They don't bother me, though. And so I trust them more than most
wasps.
Insects.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I have been bitten by them. They bit me through my clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Right on my...
Tuchus?
No, they would call it a love handle, I guess.
That's what the wasps were.
They're so derisive. Yeah.
I guess I need to lean up.
They've been stung by men, so they know.
No, Ash and Donovan both, multiple times, I think, even.
I feel like they come after me. Like,
they do.
I can tell, because they're red. They're not like black wasps.
Yeah.
They're like more red wasp. That just like
like that group of ladies that always go to like
lunch
museums together and lunch. Yeah, they wear red hats.
We talked about them last week.
See, I can't tell what we
Wait,
talk
what's
about.
What's your cologne called again?
Wolfthorn. Wolfthorn.
That's probably what they're attracted to.
I don't know. Ash don't definitely didn't wear that. And Ash didn't wear Wolfthorn. But
that you knew about.
It's not plural.
Wolf Thorn, but he definitely. I mean, they chased him. They would go, and he would like have this like, yeah, just they hated
like a
each
cartoon,
other.
Cartoon, like
yeah, they didn't like each other.
Yeah, like the yeah.
They formed it,
and I would just stroll on by, no problem.
They would swarm into the shape of a giant wasp.
Yes.
Yeah,
and like.
Like, I was thinking an arrow or like a big mouth.
Or a nail with like a hammer.
I like that.
I'm glad that you guys all find this funny.
Oh, yeah. It's funny.
Because it was painful.
That's a good encounter.
Do they bite
for
or
me.
Sting?
It was definitely a bite.
Okay.
And it hurt for like a week. And I had it like
really?
A big swelling, like a big mark on my side.
It was a bite. I thought wasps stung.
I don't know what they do.
No, wasps bite.
I thought they
sure.
bit, but I think they can sting. It's just not as likely.
I think,
I don't know.
I think the sting is a like a last-ditch effort for a wasp, because it doesn't kill them. They just don't love to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how I feel about wasps.
They're like, oh, he's not worth it. He's not worth it. Like, they're holding each other back. Like, don't do it, man.
He landed on me and, or she... Probably, or I know they landed on me. Like I was just rolling around doing my thing. I wasn't swatting.
Wait, you were rolling around in the carport?
Not rolling on the ground, just using the parlance of our times. I was walking through the carport, and the wasp landed upon me and bit me for absolutely zero reason.
We went to Walton's house, and he had a bunch of carpenter bees, and he's like, the female ones, you know, they can't bite you or sting you. And he was going to, like, grab one, but he didn't know if it was female or not. And I was just, like with my post-traumatic stress disorder, I was like, don't touch that. Like, get that away from me. I don't know. I just didn't want any...
You didn't trust... You don't trust older men and their knowledge of bees and wasps.
You know, it doesn't matter if you can grab one.
Right.
Because
oh, yeah.
If you
that's
grab
like,
the wrong one, then you get stung.
Yeah.
That's... Is that your worst experience with a wild animal?
I don't really know. Okay, my worst experience, well...
We should probably get to that because we have to go to our segments. So.
Yeah, I honestly don't even think I can come up with one. I've spent so little time around wild animals.
I do know that stray dogs, one time I came out of my house and two stray dogs...
Those
like,
aren't wild.
They were pretty wild. They chased me and tackled me and...
I'm sorry. I'm
yeah, that was pretty
good. You had a lot of bad experiences with dogs,
I'm
my friend.
I'm sorry that yeah. happened to you, but they are not wild.
They seem pretty wild at the time.
Oh, my God. I know you said that already, but and I said that dogs aren't wild animals. They're domestic.
I think they're pretty wild. They're pretty wild, like wild and crazy.
I'm getting upset.
They're so goofy.
Yeah, it's funny.
Eddie's been stung by a catfish.
Have I?
I've been catfishing with you.
Oh.
And he
I don't remember
He recorded it making the sound going...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Wait, yeah, I don't your know. Sound was not... Yours was a frog, wasn't
no,
it?
No, his is actually more accurate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean...
I want to hear some catfish sounds.
We have videos of it.
I don't know why. Every time I hear They're about fishing, I'm like, that sounds fun. Like, I want to see some fish come out of the water.
Let's go fishing.
Go fish.
I think...
I kind of gave it up.
He doesn't have the card you're looking for.
Yeah. I was going to try to name a fish, then I can come up with anything.
Crappie, bluegill, bass, smallmouth bass.
Just speaking of wasps,
wasps.
It does seem that like 30% of wasps sting, but that you guys, in fact, probably are experiencing their bites.
Me? Oh.
Men. Oh. You men.
You men. Oh, you men.
Red wasps in the carport.
Yeah.
Oh, they're red. Oh, yeah, that's the kind they have around here.
I guess Audra gets bit by them, too.
She's producing too much testosterone.
She definitely gets, like, mosquitoes.
Yeah, she must have some tasty blood or pheromones or whatever they're smelling or being attracted to.
Carbon dioxide is what I've heard.
Yeah, like, I get, exhalation. Okay. Yeah, I get really bad mosquito
stuff. Meg, no wildlife interaction
I
with you?
I really can't come up with
one. You even handle snakes and don't like it?
What about ants?
Ants. You ever been bitten by a fire ant?
I have a recollection of being like covered in ants, but I don't. I've had no data. I've had no corroboration with my story that this even happened. But I like I remember specifically where it was in my yard, and just the feeling of like ants covering my legs. Yes. Yeah. So I'm actually like. As for any wildlife that I'm trying to keep, any insects that I'm trying to keep the kids away from, is like my priority is to keep them away from ants. Like, because ants will just swarm you, and then there's like 100 bites. With a, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of easy to avoid getting bit by or stung by bees. Like, it's just not. I guess there aren't even that many bees around, but there's so many ants, and they'll just. The second they get on you, if you're going to try to swat them off, they're going to bite you. That's my experience of ants.
Oh.
Yeah. But well, I've been having bad allergic reaction to ant bites.
Oh.
Has anybody else experienced that?
Well, the fire ants,
no.
The worst.
Fire ants, yeah, I like blister up.
Yeah.
It's the only ants I know of here in Georgia, but it's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just regular black ants here, too.
You guys, also have carpenter ants. You don't want
carpenter ants are in Arizona, and those are like bigger, like
they're
much bigger.
Yeah,
they have them
big.
Here too.
Oh, I like those big ones.
I got some right
those
out here in the yard.
You crush those, and they'll also call them piss ants because they release
stink.
The smell of the wood,
wow.
And so it smells like urine.
Okay,
and so we would call them piss ants in Arizona.
Yeah, ants have a smell. Like
oh yeah, ants have a.
When our house gets inundated, inevitably next summer, there's like I can tell because I can like smell it first, and then I see them. Snakes. I ran into a lot of snakes growing up because I grew up in Florida.
I'm terrified of them.
And yeah, I don't like snakes.
I love them.
And luckily,
I like snakes a lot.
I've kept my interactions highly minimal to snakes since I don't like them so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've avoided one another, which is fantastic.
So you see a snake. It's so weird.
I can tell you the last time I saw a
snake. And I'm just like. I don't even want to see you. Like, get out of my face.
No, exactly. That's what happened to it. The last time I saw one, I was wheeling some garbage out of my parents' house at, like, dusk on, like, a gravel driveway. It was, like, a red cinder gravel. And there's this snake. And we sighted each other. And, like, I can still remember how my heart felt. like looking at it. Like I was terrified, and like I saw this snake, and like it just started moving away, and I was like, "Whoo, just gonna do a wide circle."
I knew you were scared by the snake, but you still have to talk into the mic.
Yeah, sorry, I was pulling away. Yeah,
you were
afraid.
You were
remembering the snake.
Exactly.
Yeah. I could.
You were living it again. When I see a snake, I'm like, I'm gonna come over and check you out.
Oh, that's how I feel. I'm like, I'm going to stop what I'm doing and look at this snake for a while.
Absolutely.
I don't want it.
I've seen too many snakes. Like, I almost guess like Florida getting shocked, like unexpectedly, there's a snake. That's a poisonous one. What am I going to do? You know?
Florida's filthy with them, isn't it?
It's my cardinal fear, I feel.
I saw at least...
A snake a day?
No, 20 snakes though. About 20 growing up.
Okay, and
like in my yard, just unexpectedly.
What percentage of the snakes around, species wise, or population wise, are venomous?
Oh, I think it's low. I think it's low. Okay, like it's not.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a poster recently of like the snakes of Georgia. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's like five snakes at the bottom of the poster.
We live next to a creek though, like in our backyard, and there are water moccasins, which are venomous.
Okay. Yes.
And like a good percentage of the snakes I saw were water moccasins.
Okay, and if you've ever seen the Lonesome Dove miniseries, that's like a really memorable part is
that
Meg Rich
just ruined the 6-hour series.
No.
For anyone who's seen it.
No, there's just a really intense part. It's at the end of one episode, but it's not the culmination of the plot or anything.
Oh, right.
But no, one of the characters, it's just snakes piling on him in a river.
Yeah, snakes are crazy, and they move all weird.
I hear that's why people are innately afeared of them.
There was also
a baby. The movement?
No, yeah, the way that they move is like it's a like preternatural
right, yeah,
feeling.
It doesn't look right.
It doesn't look right, and like the way that we've interacted with them in the past has never been great.
But what does it mean if you like them? Mm-hmm. I'm like
Slytherin.
That you're effing creep, obviously.
No. I am a creep because
I like them too.
I love them and. In
have
second,
to read this, like, snake
you didn't,
book
you,
tour.
No one had to tell you that though, because you already knew.
No, in second grade, like my teacher, I put favorite animal was snake, and my second grade teacher like commented about that to my parents. She thought it was really weird.
Yeah, because it means exactly. I mean, I don't
think
that's
weird
either.
There might be something wrong with your child. Yeah. She likes snakes.
She's like, oh, hey, by the way, Desi's a creep.
We also, like, this isn't my worst animal encounter, but it could have been. I saw a baby alligator on my neighbor's driveway.
Cute!
And I was like, what?
That's so cute.
Here we go. And then he came out and put a belt around its mouth. And
could see it.
And then he just dragged it into his house?
He called animal control.
How baby was it?
It was like... It was tiny. It was like this, like a little kitten.
That's so cute.
Like a little
cute.
Kitten alligator. It was really cute. But it could have, I don't know, bit me a little bit. I don't know.
I actually had a pretty bad social interaction over a wild animal recently.
Over a wild animal? All
right, let's hear. Yeah. Was it at Bear Hollow?
No, it was at the little park just up the hill from the bike shop. So I had been hanging out at the park with the kids, and there was this other family there, and there was like a little kid and then a mom and then her parents. And there was a possum like coming down the road, and it's like, oh, that's weird. Like
in the
you don't
daylight?
Usually
yeah.
see a possum during the day.
I think that isn't a bad thing.
Yeah. I thought, I was like, that's a little weird. But then the grandfather of this, you know, other people who are hanging out, he's like, starts getting like, oh, that's not right. Like, I don't even know what happened, but it, like, there was like this escalation of like concern about the possum
having rabies.
Right. Possum in the daylight.
Yes. And then, the possum disappears, and this guy is like, it's under your car, because our car is like right adjacent to the park. And And I'm like, oh, shit. And he's like, okay. He's like, I got my eye on it. And I'm kind of like, okay, a rabid, you know, there's a rabid, possum underneath my car. Like, how am I going to leave here?
Let's go chase it out.
So,
just get a stick.
And I'm like, oh, is it going to like start running over here? You know, because I have my children to protect from this rabid animal. And so...
all suspects are innocent.
So I'm like, oh, guilty. Do you think we should call animal control? And he's like, yeah, we should. Let's do it. Or I don't know what happened, but I
think
somehow
you called me.
I called animal control.
Oh.
Like, what? Because he didn't have a phone or something. And, or his phone was, for some reason, he wasn't doing it. But I'm on the phone, like, relaying this guy's, like, I can see it. It's making this noise. Like, it's like as its eyes staring right at me, like it's
is
like
all
this
true?
Thing's going.
Yeah, she called me, but the phone got connected to the car because the car was on, right? Like it was weird.
So she was, eventually, like the I got the animal control to come. I like didn't have a good connection with them for some reason. My phone was not working, so I'm kind of like panicked, like trying to get my message across to them without. Being able to communicate much because of the phone connection. So, and at one point I put this guy on the phone and he's, I don't know what was going on when he was talking to them. Anyway, they came out. Two people like seemed annoyed in the first place that they were there and then are looking under the car. And I'm like, yeah, he said it's under the car. Like it was not under, it was like not under the car. And they're just like, yeah, you saw a possum. Well, like this is like kind of for emergencies. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like I totally just trusted this paranoid like stranger.
You
like,
trusted a paranoid grandpa. You need to do the behind the scenes tour at Bear Hollow because they have possums back there that are so cute. And they could probably answer good questions about.
I think her bad animal interaction was with just an old.
No, my exactly. Bad animal interaction yeah, was with this guy who I'm just like, oh, I want to trust
you
everybody.
Succumb to grandpa.
Totally.
Old grandpa voice. Well, I see a possum. That's how he talked, right?
Eddie, you gonna ask us some questions?
Yeah, let's move along.
We're going to. Segment
Travia Delicioso.
Oh yeah, I guess the trivia is over here. I don't even know how to do this.
Wait, who's doing Trace Bagos?
I think Donovan has.
you always put it on Donovan.
I thought I saw it over there, but no, now I see it over here.
Yeah, so let's go on to the segment part of the podcast. This is Three Bags Full of Trivia, brought to you by Cool Dawn's Import. Treasure
Emporium of nothing.
Dig, set, spike.
That sounds like a depressing place.
All right, this one is Trivial Pursuit 20th Anniversary Edition. And what hot weather headgear is known as a solar toupee in the Indian subcontinent?
Say it again.
What hot weather headgear is known as a solar toupee?
Oh,
the Indian subcontinent.
A turban?
What is a turban?
I'm going to say turban.
Unless a turban is the same thing as a pith helmet.
Oh, definitely not.
It's not.
I know what a pith helmet is.
Well,
okay,
obviously
well, I guess
not.
We all got that one.
Oh, wow. So we got another one.
What veteran songstress retired from singing after a 1997 vocal cord surgery, noting frankly, my voice went kaput.
Oh.
Can you get the year again, please?
1997, I believe, was the year.
Who is Wynonna Judd?
Well, now I want to go with Wynonna Judd.
You shouldn't trust old men. It's not Wynonna Judd.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
I don't want to.
I was trying to come up with somebody.
You can choose another one.
It's not Barbara Streisand.
Sorry, the song went on without us.
Gosh. gonna pick, I don't know, Ella Fitzgerald. Was she still alive in 1997?
I don't know.
No, she was like from the 20s. I don't know when she was from. I have no guess. Ella Fitzgerald.
And you went with Winona Judd?
I'll go with Barbara Streisand.
The answer is Julie Andrews.
Oh. I don't think of her much, but...
Now, this is something that I should have known about. Hunting and fishing trivia. Cool, Don. You ready?
Get tossed.
Nice.
That's his affirmative. Get tossed. Affirmative, right? That's what you meant?
No, I meant eat me.
Affirmative, he said. All right. What is the roller islet closest to the trolling reel called? What is the roller islet closest to the trolling reel called?
I'm going really to say the big daddy. Do I get to guess anymore? No.
Yeah, you can guess. Okay. We've all not got one right.
Okay.
Sphinctral extruder.
Okay. Now I'm going to give Dr. Sharp so many hints until she actually gets this right.
Wait. Okay.
You guys
neither
got it
of us
wrong.
Were right?
No, you got it wrong. So the question is, what is the roller islet? Oh, you know the question. Closest to the trolling reel called.
Yeah.
You said you're going to give her
the
hints.
Answer would be like, if you were to take up a career as an exotic dancer, what book would you like? What book would you read? To
how
like,
to strip?
Yeah, and so like, what else could this be known as? Not like how to strip.
Stripper's Bible. It's called the Stripper's
Bible.
It's
like something that would lead you in the right direction. You
the
know,
the pole.
Yeah, the direction of the pole. But
a naked pole.
It's called a stripping guide.
Oh, a guide.
A stripping guide.
All right. I got that one.
Yeah. Yay. Hooray for all. That was tough. Tough round of trivia.
You
act
surprised, but you were the one reading the trivia questions.
And you drew them out the last second when you're like, oh, you better have jokes prepared.
See, I feel like I thought there was autonomy for like the host of trivia.
He just padded the box for all our listeners. Like in this way of like, I own this box tonight and I love you and I can do whatever I want with you.
I believe
you.
I did right by the box.
No, I don't believe so. But
Meg didn't like that. She just feels upset that Eddie has this relationship
here,
with the box.
I'm going to throw this doll up over to Meg.
Whoa.
Put some on your finger and throw it to Eddie.
Okay.
Also, we got to pass around some okra.
Man, if there are as many complaints in the snack segment as there are in the trivia segment,
there's not going to be. I don't think you're hosting the snack segment, are you?
I hope to God not.
Wow.
So we brought over...
the old okra reach.
We brought over some pickled okra and pimento cheese.
Whew. I just had some pimento cheese. Did
Me
you just
too,
have
yeah.
some?
I've had the pimento cheese in the past, but I've never had the pickled okra, so I don't need to try the pimento cheese.
Okay. I'm excited about the pickled okra. It looks very, like it's going to be very garlicky. Which, I like garlic a lot, but sometimes in a pickle, it can be overwhelming. So I'm hoping that it's a good balance of garlic. I haven't had much experience with pimento cheese personally, so I don't have like a big point of comparison for this particular pimento cheese.
It's good.
Eddie just made a stank face.
I don't like okra.
Really. That is the best pickled okra I've ever had.
I think it's so good. Toss it to me, Eddie.
Yeah, over here.
Yeah. Around the corner.
Sick.
Eddie's
so
going
to have to agree about this okra. I really like it.
I bet it's good. I just don't like okra. I don't like the shape
of
it.
What did the okra do to you?
I don't like it fuzzy? Do you not like the fuzz?
Oh, you it's don't like fine. Campfire, Eddie? What's wrong, huh? What did the okra do?
Campfire?
I think okra is actually kind of a beautiful...
It's amazing.
Vegetable.
Meg's going to get it tattooed on her chin.
Oh, the way it looks?
Yeah.
What did it... What's wrong?
Because you said you don't like the way it looks. You don't like the way it looks. You don't like the seeds.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't like the way it looks. I think you're wrong about it being beautiful. But we don't need to have a confrontation about it.
Okay. We'll save this for later.
Yeah, I think it sounds like you're having one, even if you don't need to have one.
It's got too many seeds. Like, I don't know.
How'd you feel about tomato cheese, Eddie?
The cheese was really good. So I'm...
Eddie's
on the
cheese
other
fan.
Side. The cheese
Anything about tomato cheese
like...
that is of no Eddie?
It was pretty spicy.
Like, honestly, I think pimento cheese is kind of gross to me. I like cheese.
I mean, it's cheese and mayonnaise, so...
I like both those things.
Tom of Gobar does not like pimento cheese either.
It's just the wrong consistency for cheese.
It's also
for
a strange
me.
Flavor. It's also a weird flavor.
I'm gonna, yeah, it's pretty I'm weird just going to say I like both pimento cheese and okra, and I think a very good snack would be a Triscuit mm-hmm. with a little layer of pimento cheese with some of that pickled okra on top.
Little baby layer. Like, mm-hmm. what would you do to the pickled okra? Like,
I think you take the pickled okra,
slice
you
it.
Put pimento cheese in it, and you make it like a
Oh, are you
going to
syringe
popper?
It? Yeah, that'd
oh,
be good.
You're going to fill it with pimento cheese?
I'm down
and then,
with that.
Coat it and probably like wrap it in like a bacon and like deep fry that.
Yeah.
I'm
Wait,
into that
what?
For the new jalapeno popper.
Yeah, it's an okra popper.
No, but like jalapeno poppers, I used to like them like in the just batter because that's all I knew. But once I had them in bacon, there's
so
no turning
good.
Back.
Yeah.
Like okra, it's got all the seeds. It looks like it's a pepper of some kind.
It's one of my favorite vegetables, so it's good.
I
even
can't
like
convince
it.
You
I
otherwise.
I like the mucus.
Yeah. I like it too.
I like it this way. I don't like it every which way.
Fried okra is big in the South, and I just can't. I
yeah,
can't
I'm not
hang
into
with
it fried
okra. Can't hang. I just don't like okra, but like, I mean, if it's for the. The nature of being friends with you guys, I'll say that
you don't
pickled
have to
okra
be
is
friends
probably
with us,
my favorite.
But
my favorite.
You do have to like okra
to consume it.
Well, it,
like,
on that,
I don't like okra.
Wait, on that note,
that was probably the best style of okra.
Would you eat that pimento cheese as a snack?
Oh, you totally would.
Yeah, not right now, but I'll eat it later.
Yeah, he'd get out some crackers
yeah, okay.
and he'd eat that cheese.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the Triscuit, like you said.
Yeah, Triscuit advice.
You know, I could probably go with, like, maybe a section of pickled okra. Like, you're talking
you
about...
You don't have to. I mean...
You're talking about cutting it into little coins, right?
Yeah.
Coins.
I could do a coin of... I could do a coin of it.
That's
but
how
like,
I feel about beef liver. I can do about 2 ounces of beef liver, and I really like it. But more than that, it's too much beef liver for me. Otherwise, I do not like liver.
I'll bring liverwurst next week.
You better coin it for him.
You know what's funny about the babies and myself is my first favorite lunch meat was Braunschweiger.
Yeah, it's really
super
good.
Super into Braunschweiger.
Yeah.
Your first favorite lunch meat.
Yeah, like
Donnie's first favorite
no, my,
lunch
my parents meat. Said that like when it's I first tried Braunschweiger, like I was like really into it and like
yeah.
From there on out, like it was one of the first
liverwurst
things
sandwiches
I would eat on the reg, like without fail. But
that's cool.
Also,
I mean, that's cool when a parent finds out what their kid will eat.
At the same time, my dad's always been like Donnie. You've always been willing to try anything, and I think that's awesome.
Oh, sweet.
He's probably lying, but...
No, no, it's true. I'm more adventurous than he in food. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Food's fun to adventure with.
That's cool to be that way from a young age, because it just is not the norm.
That's why we call this Cool Don's Corner of...
Fun.
Snack Shack.
Speaking of which, Eddie, you have a part of the internet that you know about?
Let's.
It's the best part of the show.
Let's move on to the best part of the show. The
it's
part you've all been waiting
delicious.
For.
Delicious.
The delicious.
It's whoa, so delicious.
Whoa. Today's review is brought to you by that story they told about the trash can.
I'm so excited to hear the reviews of the trash can. And if anybody else had a sentient one.
Yeah, let's see if anyone else had the same experience I did.
Well, I got to go. This is the first review I'm going to read because I want to read a couple. Cool Don advised that I read only the positive ones, but this one has a lot of things that you guys touched on, and it's 2 stars. Disgusting upkeeps. December 17th, 2017.
Wait, disgusting upkeeps, that's is the, their handle?
That's the title.
Oh, okay.
The title of the review.
Christian N is the,
okay,
the person. And I guess it's a he. Christian is a man's name, right?
It can be either.
Christian.
It's up to him.
Things I don't like. 1, the switch on-off is inside the trash. Disgusting when you need to turn it off. 2, the battery box is again inside the trash. Disgusting when you need to replace the battery. 3, moisture gets into the battery box and corrodes the coils in there, and the trash stops working, so it needs to be cleaned to work again. Disgusting. I do not understand.
Did you just skip this from here?
Hey, full disclosure, fuck y'all.
I do not understand they can't put the battery box and switch on its side where it's easy to access.
Because it wouldn't look good.
I am replacing
it. It wouldn't
this.
Look good, actually. Also, like, how, I mean,
it can be prevented by putting a piece of duct tape,
yeah,
over the
also,
top of the battery box.
Take out the bag of garbage before you switch out the battery, dude.
What's the name of that guy?
That was Christian N.
Christian doesn't
eat shit.
Yeah,
okay,
he does not.
Okay, you guys are new to the trash can, so you might feel differently.
He doesn't
down
know
the road.
How to manage his garbage.
I bought this as a gift, so I'm going to defend it vehemently,
yeah,
until
dude,
the day,
man.
I die.
And I received it, so I also am.
Yeah. Well, let's give you guys some help.
I always go for the 3-star reviews.
You look at 3-star reviews?
No, you had one in line, though, so let's hear the next D.
You guys. Jonathan's head, he just got fully asleep, mm-hmm, and his head just, like, fell, like, off the bed. It was
it's
so
very
cute.
He's a cutie.
I think a lot of times animals and people, like, don't reach that comfort in sleep where they like their body physically like unfurls.
No, you can feel it. I feel like that's like a big component of like getting a good night's sleep.
Yeah,
like, when you can just like be like,
because
it means
a lot of times you don't even
you're
get
actually
there,
relaxed enough. Like,
I feel
yeah,
like
when I wake up and there's some drool, I'm like, oh, I did it.
I like that too. Yeah.
Totally.
A little bit of drool.
Pillow crease.
When my throat's really dry, like I know I've been like snoring hard. I love that. I'm like, fuck. Yes.
I'm getting jealous.
You think snoring hard is
no,
a
I know
reflector
it is
of a
no, I know
deep
it is
sleep? Okay.
All right. So this
me,
one
personally
is a 5-star review, and it's by Meineg. Meineg? Meineg. Great trash cans. And now listen in this review. It's 5 stars. So that's a glaring review. That's like,
yeah,
woo, thumbs up all the way. Listen for anything that's off about this 5-star review. So like, I have
I'm
been,
now I'm picturing I'm, somebody's having a knife held to their throat while they write this review.
By the trash can. Yeah.
Let's listen to the review, and then I won't say anything. We'll just talk about it. All right.
Okay.
February 20th, 2018. So we can all relate to that date.
Yeah.
I have been using these cans for about 5 years. I love them. I don't have to touch the trash, and the sensor is very sensitive, so there is not a lot of hand waving when I have trash in my hand. I have actually bought this trash can combo for the 3rd time now. Not because it failed, but because I liked it so much I wanted another for my recycling, in parentheses, and small ones for other rooms. Because she bought the combo like you did.
Right.
And then I dropped one of the lids and broke the door off. Overall, these have lasted long and are good quality. I definitely recommend.
Okay, so
the lid fell off.
That sounds like a user problem. And it sounds like she bought another one for the recycle because she liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
I don't know. Any problems over there with that review?
No, it sounds great.
I just feel like the sentences, and then I dropped one of the lids and the door broke off, and overall, these are good quality, like, shouldn't have been put together.
That sentence, if I was going to edit it, I would have just taken up that sentence out.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe just, she wrote it out and was like, shit, I have to be honest, but it sounds
it
like...
It did easily break. But they're good quality.
I mean, maybe it just landed on
a
diamond. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. She could have dropped it off of a stadium.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can just drop something. I dropped my laptop on the ground and two of the corners bent. And it's made of metal. And I would still say it was a good quality laptop.
I don't say this often, totally, but you have said that before on the podcast.
I have.
I'm totally with you on like the, you just throw in that little thing to be like, I want to be honest. Like, I don't want you to buy this thinking that there's no problems with this. This is like going to change your life and solve all your problems. But it's a good trash can.
So I was wondering about the name Nine Stars. Is that like almost perfect? Like, why would you call the company
Nine Stars?
Yes, what else does Nine Stars manufacture?
Mostly
trash cans.
It's true.
I do find most of my, like you were saying, you read the 3-star reviews and that's how you make your selection. A lot of times, the funniest reviews, I think, are 4-star reviews because
I almost gave it
agree. 5 stars, but here's why I didn't give it 5 stars. So let me just read a couple of these because I'm into this right now. Grace 7 says, these are all 4-star reviews. I received this December 19th, 2016, and the large trash can does not open anymore. I have changed the batteries and everything. There is a 2-year warranty on this item. Can I have a replacement? 4-star review. Another one. Got this. This is from Kay Simmons. Got these in December 2018 and so far love the sizes and ease of use. They do require a few large size batteries and they arrive in a huge box though. That's it. Daphne says, like the products, the sensor is a little sensitive. If it's in a high traffic area, does dent easily.
What is going on in these people's lives?
These are so short.
Daphne put it in a hallway, like right in the middle of the hallway.
And she's running into it at night on accident because she can't see. Oh. Yeah. And then John F., this is probably my favorite review.
At night because she can't see.
Honestly, John F., if you're out there, you deserve a medal for this review. 4 stars, nice trash can. Here it is. This is a gift, so don't know how it's going to work. Looks good, though. And end of review. And, you know, that's the type of review that I love.
You know what? Also, the type of reviewer who would review a gift.
Yeah.
Like,
review readers.
The person who bought the trash can is the one who's going to get a notification to review the item,
exactly.
Not the giftee. Like, if I go on and review this item, no one's asking me to review it. I'm just like, you know what?
It's not going to say verified purchase in green next to it.
I'm just going to be like, I would like to review my new trash can.
You might as well sign in as John Doe at that point.
John F2.
John F.
John F2. That's going to be my new name.
So, yeah, maybe next week we'll... Maybe this year. Let's give weekly updates...
On your trash can? All right, I'm all about it.
Because that's better than any review, right?
I think they're going to need to put batteries in at least one of them before we get the reviews.
Maybe I'll buy some shit off of Amazon every week, like one of these like fecal materials, and we'll read the reviews off of it.
Yeah.
Aren't you already doing that anyway?
He's like, maybe I'll do that. I thought I got a lot of Amazon packages.
I think it's a great topic for a new podcast. Like, Amazon has gone NUTS at this point.
So tune in next week when we review the already reviewed trash can again.
A re-review of the 9 stars, 13-gallon metal electronic scent motion sensor trash can.
52 weeks of 9 stars.
That sounds like another podcast. We appreciate you listening. AthensPublic at Gmail, at AthensPublic on Twitter. What else? AthensPublic.com/thinktank.
Yeah, call a phone number.
Nah.
Yeah, we tried it. I think we're over that.
We tried it. If you got it, do it. But, like,
pound E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah, it's
or any random 1-800 number. I still recommend that to anyone. Call 1-800 blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
and just listen in.
Maybe record it. It'll be good. Email it to us.
Tell me, please.
See you next week.